What food should we eat? What we should avoid after dental implants? We all know that we Indians are very fond of eating, and questions related to food is very common for an Indian dentist. So friends, in this episode, I have tried to answer some of the questions related to food after a dental implant. So let's start, and it's me, Dr. Smita Patnaik, as your host. Getting dental implants can be a major event in someone's life. After all, this amazing solution restores the look of your smile and the function of your mouth. As such, it's critical to properly care for your implants after surgery. What you eat and what you don't is of paramount importance. Now, there are certain foods that has to be eaten immediately after getting dental implants. As you are not permitted to eat 6 hours before your dental implant procedure, don't be surprised if you wake up feeling hungry. However, you need to wait at least an hour before having your first snack post-surgery. This is because the gauze sponges placed on your surgery site need to remain in your mouth for the first 1 hour after surgery. Once they are removed, go easy on yourself. The first 24 to 48 hours are crucial for your healing post-surgery. You may also be experiencing some discomfort and heightened sensitivity. Starting 1 hour after your dental surgery and continuing for the next 48 hours, stick to the following diet. First, you should only consume liquids. Chewing will be difficult initially and can negatively impact your recovery. That's why you must stick to liquids. Second, do not drink your liquids through a straw or water bottle. Doing so requires suction, which can then put pressure on your implant site and disrupt the clotting. Third, all liquids must be cool. Avoid any hot foods or beverages. Soups may be a fantastic post-surgery meal. However, they must be served cold. Fourth is, do not drink alcoholic beverages or smoke. Fifth, drink lots of water. Staying hydrated is an important part of your recovery. Furthermore, we recommend taking in more fluids after any procedures that uses general anesthesia. Once the first 48 hours are up, you can start introducing soft foods into your diet. As your gums heal, you can introduce more solid foods that require some chewing. That being said, we recommend that most patients stick to a soft food diet for the first 10 to 14 days. Eating foods that are high in protein and vitamin C will help your mouth heal faster. Now, here are a few ideas. Cooked cereal grains are nutritious and easy to eat. Eggs such as scrambled, poached, or in an omelet are also great. They are soft, high in protein, and rich in vitamin D. Dairy products like milk, yogurt, and soft cheese offer valuable calcium, which is essential for strong teeth. Don't forget about your greens. Cook leafy greens like kale and spinach until they are soft and easy to chew. Initially, any meat you eat should be tender and soft. Soft cooked fish like salmon or cod are of great options. So friend, keep eating and enjoy, but at the same time, do take care of your health and your oral health in particular. And it's me, Dr. Smita Patnaik, signing.